another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Benton Harper, employed as a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store, spends his weekends, his only 2 days off, striking terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere as the white-winged warrior called Chicken Man. How did it come about that Benton Harper, weekend-winged warrior, selected the visage of the chicken in his crusade against the forces of evil? Now it can be told.
Yes, may I help you?
How do you do? I'm looking for a costume.
What did you have in mind?
Something that will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
I see. Well, how about this?
No, I don't think so.
Why not try it on?
Very well.
Here, I'll help you.
Thank you.
There you are. Now, take a look in the mirror.
Not bad. I wonder if you would permit me to conduct a quick experiment outside this store.
Certainly.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Would you take a look at this costume I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Do you feel anything strange? Anything at all?
Yeah.
And what is that?
I'd like to kiss you.
Kiss me?
Yeah.
How do you account for that?
Because you look like an adorable bunny rabbit.
Well, how did it go?
What else do you have?
A teddy bear and a chicken.
A teddy bear?
It'd be cute.
Wrap up the chicken, please.
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last exciting episode, the white-winged weekend warrior was on his way by bus to Midland City Hall when he was suddenly and angrily attacked by his fellow passengers. At the request of the passengers, the bus driver stopped the bus on the Great Midland City Bridge. And then the fantastic feathered fighter, with the passengers in pursuit, climbed to the top of the steel span, where...
Winged Warrior, can you hear me?
Yes, Commissioner.
It's your mother. We've brought her to see you.
Hello, Benton.
I don't want to see my mother.
It's all right, Commissioner. I'll talk to my boy. Benton Harper, get down here.
Oh, Mother.
Who do you think you are?
I am the fantastic feathered fighter, the white winged...
Oh, stow it.
Warrior, Midland City's crushing answer.
What are you doing up there?
I'm waiting for the crowd below to disperse, Mother.
Why are all those people shouting for you to jump?
Because that's what they want me to do.
What for? What did you do?
They want to see me fly, Mother.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, certainly it is. That's why
I'm... Well, why don't you fly for the people?
Mother,
nothing. Fly.
Mother, my flying is a sacred and great gift. I cannot simply...
Oh, shut up and fly. Benton Harper, you fly right now, or I'll come up there and give you a smack you'll never forget.
But I simply...
Flap your wings.
I'm flapping.
Now jump.
Mother.
I said jump, Benton.
I'm jumping.
And make like a chicken.
Fuck.
Well... How can Midland City's crushing answer to lawlessness and or evil refuse to obey his mother? At this moment, as millions of children observe this drama, will the feathered fighter fly? What do you think? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.